Hello, good evening. It's Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. I need your love on this Thursday evening. Quite a warm Thursday evening as well, I must add. A little bit too warm in the studio today, I think.
Callan FM on 105 FM.
We've got some jazzy bed, Adam. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I have that off Kerry, so all credit to Kerry Moore for that bed. Pretty cool, though, but like Jazzy Jeff kind of style.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been good.
You haven't had a show for like 2 weeks now.
No.
I've been doing that stuff for the last week. You were away.
I've been soaking up the sun, as hopefully you can tell.
Not really.
By looking at me. No.
No.
Well, at least I haven't burned.
You don't catch much sun, you, do you, actually?
I normally burn pretty easily, but yeah. I did well this year. I didn't burn.
I think I'm browner than you in this stuff. I was in a massive tent all weekend.
Maybe. Apparently, I have missed quite a lot of the sun back here.
Yeah, you have actually.
But it wasn't as hot as Spain or as sunny, no matter what people are saying.
Well, I've got a news update. Well, a weather update for the studio. 32 degrees it was when I walked in here today. At what time was that? About 8:45 it was.
Wow.
32 degrees. I walked in, I was like, boom, straight in your face. So we've actually got three fans. We've got one big one in the left corner. We've got a small one aimed right in my face here.
You're lucky.
And like a huge air conditioning vent right on Adam's back.
Yeah, I know.
It is something out of like Teletubbies, I think.
I can tell what you mean now from Teletubbies because it has got the big...
With the whole suction vent
going on. Yeah, tubing suction vent at the back.
I'm going to take a picture and put it on the Calan FM Twitter. So have a look at that at Calan FM on Twitter. It is like a massive Teletubby device, I think.
It's crazy.
It is pretty crazy. So Adam, you know, are you glad to be back?
I miss Spain, of course.
You miss Spain, yeah.
The sun, the beaches.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, but
that is pretty fair enough.
It's good. It's good to be back. It's nice to have my own bed.
Yeah.
That's what I missed a lot.
Yeah.
A big bed.
It's quite a nice. Like when I was doing the near Stedfan flying off, and I didn't realise how nice Wales actually is in good weather. I mean, it is quite nice, isn't it?
It's nice.
You don't get the beach. You haven't got like, you know, the swimming pools in your back garden, but you have got like nice like. Views, I think.
There's wonderful views around.
Especially
around
Llangollen with all the kind of mountains and all that kind
Definitely.
Of stuff.
Definitely.
I'm not a mountain guy, but I must, you know, quite fond of that actually. We've got Billy on the line. Hello, Billy.
Hi guys.
How you doing? You alright?
Yeah. How are you guys?
How have you been? I haven't seen you in ages. It seems to be really long since I last seen you.
Yeah, because uni ended, so I had to leave.
When are you coming back to uni then?
End of September, we come back.
That's cool. Are you enjoying summer?
Oh, yeah, it's the heat's ridiculous.
It is. In Wrexham, you know, normally, I'm guessing when you were here, the weather was kind of rubbish, but now it's a new country. It's like someone took over and just demanded sun.
Yeah, like when I was there, we had the snow drifts that were kind of the same height as me, and then the minute I leave, the sun comes out. It's unfair.
Honestly. You know how hot the studio is. We've got three fans and it's still 29.8 degrees in the studio.
Wow.
It is.
It would help if you had a window, though.
I know. Well, I'm thinking that. I might cut through the wall or something. What do you think, Billy? Do you reckon that'll work?
Yeah, but they might get a bit annoyed at you.
What's on the other side of that wall?
Literally, right. To the left of us, we have a curtain.
Yeah.
And there's just like a wall behind the curtain.
But what's on the other side of that wall?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know if it's the outside.
Like Narnia.
It could be. Okay, I think we should make a hole if it's Narnia.
We're going to do that.
I'm excited.
So, Billy, you're going to do the quiz for us, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. We'll play one more song and then we're going to get into it. Adam, what is the quiz about today, by the way?
It's a bit of a mixture. There's some music news as normal, but there's a bit about the weather and the sport.
Okay, then. Rudimental after this. No, Rudimental first and then the quiz. Adam, it better be good.
It will be.
Okay, then.
Callan FM on 105 FM, uniting our community.
Hello, Billy, you still there?
Yeah, still there.
That's cool.
I hope she's still there.
I hope so too. So this quiz, Adam, go through it again for me.
Well, true or false? From most of them, I think.
Is that pretty much it? True or false?
Apart from one, yeah. Started off a bit about music news. Not much has happened though, so not many questions about that.
No.
And then of course. It's been extremely hot, so there's a few
extremely hot, I must
tricky
say.
Tricky questions about weather.
Okay then.
And Wales.
And then when the quiz finishes, right, we're gonna play brand new Selena Gomez.
I haven't heard this before, I look forward to it.
You're gonna love it, trust me. Anyway, Adam, Billy, you ready?
Yep. Ready.
Okay, Adam, over to you.
Okay, question one, true or false? Justin Bieber has had a tattoo of his mum's eye inked onto his forearm.
See, now I'm a big Bieber fan, and you know this. And I've seen his tattoo, but I'll tell you after.
Josh.
Yeah?
You need to think about what you say.
Okay.
You can't say you're a Bieber fan, seriously,
guys. No, not that.
I wasn't thinking that, no.
No. Come on, Billy.
Billy, what's your answer?
I'm going to go with true.
Okay. Question two. This sentence I'm about to say applies to the next two questions.
Okay.
Is the following story true or false? The first one is relating to the creation of Jay-Z's name.
Right, okay.
As a child, he was always musical and his neighbours used to call him Jazzy. And then he altered it a bit to make Jay-Z. So is it true or false? That's how he came up with his name.
Oh, please let it be false, otherwise it's really, really sad.
That's Adam, though. Adam does make up these stupid things.
My stories are brilliant with these.
One of your best stories was about the Lawson. You're going to music school, you're going to Lawson. That was so good. I did love that one.
Proud of that one.
Yeah.
You might like this next one more, though, but it might be true, this one.
I doubt it now.
This one is relating to the creation of Macklemore's name.
Okay.
Did you know...
I'm intrigued already, actually.
Did you know he's big into fishing? And he used to go fishing with his brother, but his brother was always better, except for catching mackerel, of which he always caught more. Mackerel,
oh, that's
more.
So false.
Mackerel,
that is,
more.
That's just
Macklemore.
Adam all over. That's Adam all over.
That is so false.
What if this turns out to be true? Will you apologise on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I will do.
Betty's in a few of them, haven't you, Billy?
Yeah.
Exclusive.
That's officially my new pub fun fact. It's true.
Inside joke.
Inside. Private joke, everyone. I'm sorry for that one.
Unless you're awake at midnight.
For the Martha show.
Yeah. Question four. In August, action film Asylum will be released starring Matt Damon. However, is it true or false that the director initially wanted Eminem to take the lead role?
False?
Ooh. Was that a question or an answer?
I think that's an answer.
You went false? False? Sounds like a question. Josh is looking confused now. He's actually thinking. You don't see that very often.
What do you mean I'm actually thinking? I always think.
He has a confused look in his eyes.
Please tell me you have the webcam up so you can see that.
Yeah. No. He has a confused look in his eyes when he starts thinking. The studio's just got a bit warmer with Josh trying to think.
I've actually put the fan on.
Question five. To the nearest degree...
30.3 in the studio actually right now.
Yeah, we've gone into weather right now. Okay. To the nearest degree in Celsius... What is the highest recorded weather temperature in Wales?
I saw this on the news today. I'm going to go with 30.
In Wales,
31.
Yeah?
Yeah, in Wales.
31.
That's okay. Question six, yeah?
That's question five.
Okay, question five.
Got an answer, Josh?
Yeah, I know London yesterday was 34.
Wow. That's...
That is crazy, high. I think.
Yeah. Question six, true or false, the highest temperature recorded in Ireland is only 26 degrees.
I'm going to go with true.
Ooh.
Because they're near the low
pressure. All time.
All time highest recorded temperature.
Oh, all time. I thought you meant now. Okay, false.
Oh, right. No. Okay. Do you want to change your answer for question five, then?
No. This didn't happen. Carry on.
It's all
questions,
time. It's
question
all time.
Seven.
Question seven. True or false?
I got totally confused.
At this very moment, I better just double check my sources, actually, because it's at this very moment. It's changed since I've written it. The temperature, true or false, temperature in Wrexham is higher than the temperature in Sydney, in Australia.
What time is it there, though?
True.
The time there is 7:43 in the morning. So we're late at night, they're early in the morning.
Now, I know it is very hot in Australia in the mornings. I know that for sure. Mm.
Yeah, but it's their winter.
Billy, you're helping Josh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Billy.
What was your answer, by the way, Billy? I didn't hear it.
well, it is going to be hotter here than it is in Australia.
You're going for true? Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting. What? Question 8. This one's to do with sport. Just because the Tour de France is on at the moment. Since 1998, there have been 7 different winners of the Tour de France. But out of the 7 riders, how many have been stripped of their titles for doping?
What's doping mean? Like drugs?
Drugs.
Okay.
Because it's a big controversial talking point in cycling, but...
Is it closest number to, like...
Well, it's out of the 7 riders since 1998.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. I got my number. That it?
I'm going to go with 3.
You're going to go with 3. Okay.
Is that the final? Is that the last
That is
question?
The final answer.
So now, for this ridiculous story about One Direction. So, they've got this new 3D film coming out. It's called This Is Us. I don't know the date. It hasn't been released on what I've checked on the internet anyway. But it is released later this year. And they've got a new song coming out called The Best Song Ever. That's set for release this upcoming Monday, the 22nd of July, 2013. And it's their upcoming 3rd studio album, so it's going to be pretty good. It says it's going to be more of like a rockier tone. So I'm guessing they're going for like... Is it Adam, a Beatles, like rocky?
Well, yeah. Back in the day, they were it.
They were it. I'm guessing One Direction will kind of be more rocky in a sense. They've also got their first stadium tour coming out. Where We Are tour is set to commence in April 2014, which is next year. And they're also donating £200,000 of their ticket sales to Stand Up For Cancer. Now, this is where it gets interesting. They've been filming a video this week. And Harry Styles has literally shaved his whole head off, so he hasn't got his curls anymore. He now looks like Gok Wan. I'm pretty shocked. Adam, you haven't seen this picture yet. I'll show you in a second.
Yeah.
But it actually does look like Gok Wan. Look at that picture.
A little bit.
It does, like, I think he really does on that one there. I'm going to put it on the Twitter now. Tell me if you like it, because to be honest with you, that is... really something else. It does look really weird. The band were left frustrated as well on Wednesday. The song Best Song Ever was leaked, which is not pretty good. Adam, how would you feel if you worked hard on a song for, you know, a good few months and then it got leaked like a week before? You really would be gutted, wouldn't you?
A little bit, but you know, as long as it was finished once it was leaked. If it was leaked halfway through, that'd be bad.
It depends if you're loaded, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to put the picture on now, and it is insane. Check it out, at CallanFM on Twitter.
Even though you don't know, even though you don't know.
Callan FM on 105 FM, uniting our community.
So, Adam.
Yeah?
Over to the answers for you. Billy, you still there?
Yep, still here.
Loyal fan, Billy, on the
Good.
Line tonight.
She can listen to these answers and then abuse me when she realises she's answered it wrong. As everybody does.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Over to you, Adam.
Okay, question 1. True or false, Justin Bieber has had a tattoo of his mum's eye inked onto his forearm. As Josh sort of spoiled.
Yeah.
It was true. It's so that his mum's always watching him. I guess that's something you wouldn't want.
It wasn't his mum's eye, though.
It was his mum's eye.
It wasn't. All it said was, my mum's always watching me. I didn't mean it's his mum's eye.
Well, that means it's his mum's eye.
No, it's not. I put false for that, and I want to get that right.
No. The article said it's mum's eye.
That's kind of weird, though, having your mum's eye on you all the time.
Like, how can it be his mum's eye? How do you draw someone's perfect eye?
You just draw an eye, and then he pretends it's his mum's eye.
Well.
Maybe he took, like, a really, really detailed photo.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Josh wouldn't like that, though, because you change your Facebook every time your mum finds it, don't you?
He's probably listening now. Thank you much. Thank you, Adam.
Question 2.
You just kind of ruined my
street cred.
Not street
not that,
cred.
Not that you had
ruined
any
my
cred.
Privacy on my Facebook.
Oh, okay. I'm sure I'll have another friend request from another Josh Collins in a few months. There's about 8.
I actually made. I'm not going to tell you one now. It's kind of personal. Come on, Adam. Hurry up.
All right, okay. Question 2. These are the stories for the creation of names. Jay-Z's. Is it true or false? As a child, he was always musical, and his neighbours called him Jazzy. And with a few alterations, he called himself Jay-Z. Billy, you're not going to like this. That's true.
What?
It's true. He was known as Jazzy just because he played some instruments.
Really?
Yeah.
I never would have thought that, you know. I thought it was all rubbish.
No. Question three. This is the story for Macklemore. He was big into fishing and he went fishing with his brother. His brother always did better, except for mackerel, of which he always caught more. Mackerel more.
False.
Of course, that's false. That's another one of my incredible stories. I think I should be an author.
An author?
An author. I can make up these stories just like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's really detailed, isn't it? I'm not even sure if he has a brother. And you believe me?
I didn't say yes.
Question four. In August, action film Asylum will be released starring Matt Damon. However, is it true or false that the director initially wanted Eminem to take the lead role? That is true.
Is it?
That is true.
I bet they put true for that one, yeah.
I didn't ever know Eminem was into acting.
Now you know. Yeah, with 8 Mile, of course. That's a wicked film.
Have you ever heard of Die and Towards Ninja?
No.
Because he was also... The director also wanted him to take the lead role ahead of Matt Damon, but I didn't know who he was, so I didn't include him.
Really? Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah, but Matt Damon was third choice. So,
wow.
He's lost a bit of street cred now.
Yeah.
Question five. To the nearest degree in Celsius, what is the highest recorded weather temperature in Wales? The answer to that is 35 degrees.
Is it?
I thought it was going to be much higher.
Yeah.
But you all guessed lower.
Yeah, I'm actually literally dying here.
Yeah, it's boiling.
I'm like red in the face, it's horrible.
Question six, true or false, the highest temperature recorded in Ireland is only 26 degrees. That is false. It's actually about 31.
I thought so.
So, yeah. Question seven, true or false, at this very moment, it's hotter in Wrexham than in Sydney. I can tell you right now, the temperature in Wrexham is 21 degrees. The temperature in Sydney is 18 degrees.
Hey.
So that's true. Great
Thank
logic.
You for that one, Billy.
Great logic, Billy. Great logic.
Yeah.
Question...
I love my logic.
Question eight. Since 1998, there have been 7 different winners of the Tour de France. Out of the 7 riders, how many have been stripped of their title for doping? The answer to that is 4.
Hmm.
An incredible 4.
I put 5 and then changed it.
That's
how close.
Have you got the dramatic music ready?
Have I got the music ready?
We haven't actually
had... Is that an insult, Adam?
All the answers in.
Haven't, what do you mean?
Because we were supposed to be having answers from our good old school friends, Gio, Katie and Kirsty. And I don't know if the internet's messing up, but I haven't had any answers.
Oh, you letdowns. Anyway, cue the dramatic music. Oh, yeah. And now, over to Adam Stewart.
Even though they didn't enter, we did have another entry.
Oh.
My friend from Finland.
You have friends from you have friends from literally the whole world these days, Adam.
Yeah, I do.
Anyway.
From Finland. So we have 3 entries. I can say, in third place with 4 out of 8. I'm sorry for wasting your time, Billy, but that's you.
It's okay, it's been worthwhile to get four. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Billy.
So this week's winner, with 5 out of 8.
Oh my god, by 1!
It's a tie for first place.
Oh.
Josh, you got 5, my friend from Finland also got 5.
Oh, so we've got like a dead on air question then?
Well, he's asleep because it's actually 2 hours ahead in Finland, but...
So that means I win then?
I think he should win because he's international.
No, I win! That's
but
it!
Billy! Who should win?
Say me.
I think person from Finland.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
Good effort, Josh.
Okay,
fair enough. You beat Billy.
Here's your crowd, Finnish person. Yeah. I'm really stunned for words. I am really...
Gio, Katie and Kirsty. They're playing as one big group.
Yeah.
Then I'll mark them up and let you know.
Okie dokie. Anyway, Billy, you've got some news for us. Tell everyone your news.
Well, as of probably October, I think, by the time we get it up and running, I officially have my own show on Calon. Well, me and my best friend and flatmate.
Yeah.
It's called Billy and Robin's Sunday Takeover. It's every other Sunday at 5 p.m. So tune in for an hour's worth of general natter, themed shows all about, you know, whatever our theme is that week. It could be the 80s, it could be Wimbledon, it could be the heat wave we're currently having. So yeah, just tune in for fun and general chit chatter and awesome music.
Wicked, it sounds really good. I'm looking forward to it. Are you going to have me as a guest?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
That's cool then. Adam, are you going to come as a guest as well?
Definitely.
It'll be good to sit the other side of the desk for one time.
Yeah, just like I always do.
Yeah, you have to bake for us though, because we bake for you.
Oh, true. Adam, can you bake?
Bake?
Yeah.
Ish. I actually make one of the best chocolate mousses ever. Haven't for years.
Oh, that's not a bake though, is it?
When's the show starting, did you say?
October. You've got a few months yet.
Nathan's back at uni then. He's good at baking. Whenever he's back for holidays, you'll get some.
We'll go to the bakery. Shh, don't tell him. Anyway, thank you, buddy, for joining us today, and we'll look forward to your show soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you much. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
30.8 degrees in the studio right now. Adam, we need to call that thing something. Should we call it Hermit?
Hermit?
Yeah, I think it suits the name Hermit.
No.
Let's call it a name. I want to call it a name.
It looks too powerful to be called a hermit.
No, Hermit.
Yeah, I know. Hermit.
Well, let's think of a name. Come on.
I don't know what to...
Let's turn it off first, though. It's really yeah, loud. Hang on. Turn it off, because all you're going to hear in the studio now is like... There you go. Peaceful.
And I'm boiling once again.
So what do we call this thing? It's called Amcor.
I don't think that's a suitable...
Should we
name.
Call it Rockmar?
Why?
It's backwards.
No, that's...
Why? Rockmar sounds good. We're going to call it Rockmar, everyone.
Rockmar.
So, Rockmar in the corner there is making a hell of a noise through tonight's show, by the way.
But helping us survive.
Definitely. Jay-Z featuring the man himself, Justin Timberlake. JT, Jay-Z on one track. Can it get any better than this? Holy Grail is the name. Off Jay-Z's brand new album. If you haven't heard it, check it out. So we've had three songs in the USA. We've had Jay-Z. Look, listen to this, like, background noise. I've just three different fans blowing their heart out in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
Understandable, though.
It's necessary.
It is. It doesn't matter anymore. So now we're doing three USA. We're going to do three UK. We've got Tiny Temper, Sneak Bow, and Retri 2. And, of course, to play Tiny, it's no fun without playing on the trampoline, is there, Adam?
Yeah.
Do you get that joke?
No.
Shall I quit the jokes?
Yeah.
Okay. Brand new Tiny Temper. It's called Trampolines. Let there be no light. Retri 2 Blackout featuring Shaka. That is it for the hip-hop takeover for tonight. UK and USA, or USA and UK, shall I say. Now, obviously, Adam's been away, and when I come back, I had a few stories from my holiday, so Adam's going to tell us a few.
Callan FM on 105 FM, uniting our community.
So, Adam.
Yeah?
You told me before, walking to the shop, there's going to be a scary story.
Yeah, it was quite frightening for me, at least.
But it isn't going to be funny for anyone else.
Well, no.
That's typical you, just no, cruel person.
I've had quite an exciting trip. There's a few things.
You've had what, sorry?
An exciting trip. I've had a few stories.
Oh, have you?
First one, you know about. Ended up randomly in an outdoor gig.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was really good. We all went out for a meal with some of the coaches and players because we hadn't seen them for ages.
Yeah.
And I was staying at two of the players' house, their sisters, staying at their house, and they said, oh, Adam, we're going to a park where there's music, do you want to come?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, I was quite tired, I was like, yeah, okay, I'll come. And then I heard some music, and all I saw was a car park. I thought, they brought me to a car park with a car blasting out some music, what's going on here, what they brought me to?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, in the distance, I just saw loads of people jumping up and down, and then a massive stage, and there was just... it was like a week of live acts in this random park, completely free to go in.
That's cool.
And it was really good.
Any big people there? There must have been someone big.
I'm not sure who was there the other nights, but the nights I was there, it was the local bands for the for like the county area, and they're all singing and chanting for independence, so it's quite scary at times. They got the whole crowd chanting, and I was thinking, should I get involved? Should I stay quiet?
Must have been pretty cool, though. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of festivals.
No,
like, you would think for a radio DJ, it would be, like, buzzing for festivals.
Yeah.
But I don't like festivals unless I'm working at them.
Oh.
Yeah.
It started off a bit quiet because we were quite far away. And we really didn't do much, and all the other people I was with kept bumping into people they knew.
Yeah.
Of course, it's where they live.
Yeah,
and,
true,
and they
yeah.
kept leaving, and I was just standing there thinking, I don't know these people.
Did you find that weird, though, going to a foreign country, meeting foreign friends, and their friend being there kind of thing?
Yeah, it was weird that they kept I think I'd going find away that, and finding
yeah,
new people.
But, that they already know in that country.
But then after a while, they met everyone they knew, and we went forward into the dancing area.
Because when I go away, I always think, like, it's just a holiday destination. It doesn't appear to me in my head that people do actually live and work there.
Yeah.
That doesn't occur to me
in
my brain.
The place I go to really isn't a holiday destination.
No, it's just kind of like a housing thing.
Yeah, it's sort of like normal life,
but
so
like,
you get used to it.
But when I've gone abroad, I've never, ever, not that I can remember, seen a school. Never seen a school.
Yeah, I've seen a school at this area.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've never seen a school.
No, you wouldn't in holiday destinations, would you?
True.
No.
True.
But
then you think, do they actually have schools on these islands? Like the Grand, like the Canary Islands
they will do, but not.
I mean, they're not even that big, for crying out loud. There's probably two schools on the whole island.
Yeah, they don't have them on the beach. That's where you spend most of the time, so.
Hmm, true.
Yeah.
So, any more stories?
Yeah,
I want to know the scary
story.
One.
It was quite scary for me. Well, whenever I go to Spain, where the place I go, I end up getting mosquito bites, which are always horrible and itchy. And I woke up one morning, and I had about 3 bites all on my left leg.
Yeah.
Nothing on my right leg, all on my left leg. It was weird. And then I found another bite. The 3 bites were sort of on my calf area, ankle. And then I saw one bite just above my kneecap on the left slightly.
Right.
And it was a bit bigger than normal.
I like the way you're explaining the anatomy of your leg at the moment.
Yeah, I know. it was a bit bigger than a normal bite. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a bit weird. Next day, it's swollen up a bit.
Right.
And the day after that, it's swollen up a bit. And it kept swelling and swelling, this bite. And it was getting really nasty. And in the end, it had swollen over my kneecap. So you couldn't make out where the edge of my kneecap was. It was just this huge lump.
That's bad.
And then I thought, oh, that's a nasty mosquito bite. And then one of the coaches saw it. And he thought it might have been a spider.
Your leg?
No, that had bitten me. So I got terrified, thinking, oh my God, a spider's bitten me. So they all joked saying I might turn into Spider-Man. So I kept trying to shoot webs. Nothing was happening. they were saying, it'll happen
good.
Tomorrow. It'll happen
that
tomorrow.
Funny. That is funny.
But I actually got worried because it kept swelling and swelling. I was worried that a spider might have laid eggs in me. I was thinking I might have turned into Spider-Woman.
Oh, that's
really
cringy.
And I was carrying loads of baby spiders in my leg, and any minute they were going to crawl out.
Is it still
out
there in your leg?
You can. There's a little mark there, but it's swollen.
Oh,
so it couldn't really cap. But
that is horrible.
Eventually it went down. It might have been a spider bite, I don't know, because I've never had a mosquito bite like that. But it was
pretty
scary to find out they thought it was a spider.
I do find bites horrible.
Yeah.
Like, especially when you go abroad. I mean, it's just compulsory to have a bite on abroad, I think, now. Like,
yeah.
Normally go and expect loads.
Yeah.
But when I went, I didn't have that many, you know.
No.
I've had more in this country this year than I have abroad.
Yeah.
When I went away in May.
Problem was, it happened in the first few days, so I thought, if this really is a spider and something bad's happened, that's my holiday ruined.
The whole trip ruined. Health insurance over there,
the
health kind of cost is really expensive in that country, you know. We're quite lucky in the UK really for like the what's it called,
NHS,
that's the one. I was gonna NHL then.
That's not it.
That's hockey, Josh.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're quite lucky actually that people in this country are kind of like looked after, except in countries like, well, anywhere else really, like Africa and all that kind of stuff. You had a close escape then.
Yeah, I did. One more story though, which was...
Oh, you have one more story?
It's certainly something I'll never forget, and I never thought I'd do. First day of the camp, we went first half of the week I was just training with them normally, and then went off to a camp with them. And first morning, up at 8 o'clock, me and the older players and some of the coaches went for an early morning run along the beach.
Right.
And we're running along, and we go to the beach that we normally go to, and then we run past that, and then I'm seeing places I haven't seen before, keep running. All of a sudden, look left, and there's like a naked man on the beach on the left of me.
Okay. Careful, we're on radio here. I know it is like nearly midnight, but still, we are on radio.
I'm thinking, what's going on here? Keep running. And then look on my right, and then there's another man.
That's not a good scene.
Without clothes.
That's not a good scene in any country, never mind.
And I find out, on my left is a nudist beach. On my right is a nudist camping site. And I was running along a path in between these
right
two.
Right through the middle.
On my right and left, and it was... It was surreal.
So you were pretty jammed in the middle of all these naked people.
Yes.
Just chilling out, letting it hang.
8 o'clock in the morning. Not what I wanted to see.
Not a nice sight. And from that note, we're going to play some Gabs.
Callan FM. Callan FM. Sydney. What's going down? New York. What's going down? LA. What's going down? Vegas. What's going down?
Dublin. What's going down? Wrexham. What's going down? Lagos. What's going down? Oslo. What's going down? Toronto. What's going down? Chester. What's going down? Cardiff. What's going down? London. What's going down? Middlesbrough. What's going down? Wrexham. What's going down? Beijing. What's going down? London. What's going down? Oh yeah. Tiny Temper Trampoline featuring Josh Collins on the remix. Wrexham, oh yeah baby, it's going down. Number one of the UK hip hop scene. Two more to play for you. From a guy called Sneak Bo and a guy called Retch 32. We're gonna get into it right now.
Trampoline 105 FM.
A track called Light is from Gab. Now she is a British singer-songwriter from down south England, Stevenage. Performed on Britain's Got Talent 7 series. Was that last year? Yeah, 2013. Oh, sorry, your mic is not.
The series just gone.
Is it? Now you said she performed that track every single week for how many weeks?
Audition, semi-final and final, 3 times, I think.
Who won Britain's Got Talent? Just thinking in my mind.
My mind's just gone blank.
Because I can't remember.
It was the people who did the Silhouettes. I can't think what their name was. Though.
Yeah.
But the Silhouettes.
Attraction. They were really, really good.
They were so good.
They really did that thing, the first one, which first I think blew everyone away. It really did blow everyone away.
What I liked is how they had a new story every time. I thought they were going to repeat one of their stories in the final, but it was a new one, and every time it was incredible.
I think the first one was the best one.
Yeah, I think it was.
Just because it's nothing we've seen before, and then it kind of was kind of, not boring to a fact, but it's like, we know what to expect kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think...
I think it was really, really good.
I think
the
last one was clever, because it was the final, and they did it all about Britain.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was quite...
They were getting good. Quite, you know, because obviously they're not British, they're from Hungary, aren't they? There was, you know, in the press and stuff, giving them a hard time about they should not be allowed to be in the competition because they're obviously not British, which is obviously Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Do you think it's right it's right they're not British, but is it right for them to be kind of discriminated by it? What do you think?
I think it's fair enough to say that it is Britain's Got Talent and maybe they shouldn't be in it. But while the rules allow them to be in it, I think let them in it and let them win.
Exactly.
I think it's if
when you do think about
it's not their fault, it's whoever sets the rules. Mm. They've got to decide it.
But when you think about, you know, it is Britain's Got Talent.
Mm.
However good the act is, it is Britain's Got Talent kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's
I'm on kind of both sides of it because they were really, really good, but they're not British, which is what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird when you put it into perspective.
I think while the rules allow it, they should go for it. It's not. I don't think it's their fault. I think
take advantage of the fact that the rules aren't there.
Exactly. Yeah, they should
that's what they should do, and they have done because they won.
Yeah.
And they're doing quite a lot of new things, you know. But I think with these kind of competitions, like X Factor, like Britain's Got Talent, not so much The Voice, which we'll get onto in a second. Normally, the first person who wins doesn't get very far. James Arthur, for example.
Normally, it's people who come second place normally do well.
One Direction.
JLS.
Look at them. One Direction. JLS. Yeah. JLS. I think now that JLS, I think they're more successful than One Direction are. I only think One Direction are really, really big is because of their fan base.
At the moment, yeah.
That's why I think, same with The Wanted. Wanted came, they didn't have no talent shows, they came through an agency kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they kind of grew up from the ground doing gigs in pubs and clubs and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's better to do that these days than it is to go through a talent competition like X Factor.
Yeah, exactly.
I.E. Britain's Got Talent.
I think it's almost sad or bad to see somebody really good on one of these talent competitions because it means that they've had to resort to going to one of these. You'd prefer if they were spotted out somewhere doing a gig and they were signed up that way.
If you ask any musician around here or local musician or like a new upcoming artist of how, if you said to them, why don't you go on X Factor, they'll find it intimidating, I think. Every person I know, I've said that, like, you know, swearing at me pretty much, saying how rubbish it is and how, like, how just, like, degrading yourself. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like,
yeah,
I'm not going to go on that because it's, you know, it's full of, you know, rubbish kind of thing. Because it is in one way, but then it is a footstep for, like, you know, foot on the ladder kind of thing, because you can go from that to then doing loads of different things.
Yeah.
Like One Direction did. They're now worldwide. Whether their fan base is huge or not, they're still doing their thing, bringing out albums, videos, which are getting, you know, billions of views. But yeah.
One thing I don't like about Britain, things like Britain's Got Talent, is when you get an act that does something different that maybe the judges haven't seen before, they don't know much about.
Yeah.
They don't have to be that good for the judges to think they're incredible. So it's like, one year there was a synchronized swimming team that went on, and the judges were saying, oh, you're incredible, best thing I've ever seen. And yet the people in this team weren't selected for the British synchronized swimming team. There were people out there who were much better than them.
Yeah.
And yet because the judges...
Do you mean Team GB now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't selected for that. And yet because the judges don't know much about it, they look much better. And that's why it's so much tougher to be a singer on these competitions, because the judges know about that.
Yeah.
If you do something different.
They're thinking of The Voice now. Danny and Jesse have left this week. Did you hear about that?
No.
Both of the judges have left, and there's rumours that they're all going to leave. Ooh. Because it hasn't... I don't think it's kind of fed up to the hype. It's Yeah, exactly.
But one of the contestants had two top 40 hits whilst on the show.
Whilst on the show, before the final, Liam McFall.
Liam McFall, yeah. That's,
and I don't think... I'm going to check right now, because my page is actually on the chart. I can't see... Well, actually, it's not. I did the chart yesterday. There's not one song of any voice competitor kind of thing.
Well, not... not
another one, Ollie Mears. He was an X Factor. Look at him now.
Where did he finish? Didn't win.
Third, I think. Third or fourth?
Yeah,
something
he's
like
had
that.
A great
anyway.
Career.
Really, really good career. But I think with now, he's gone into more TV stuff.
The problem with a lot of people, when they finish things like that, they instantly go on tour, and then you just don't hear anything from them for ages.
James Arthur.
Yeah, it's such a difficult thing to do, to go on tour, to release singles. And
I think there's so much hype with having, like, the Psycho deal off Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
That you have. But you know, you don't
like,
know.
It's like Gabs now, she's released this single, how long might it be until she releases the next one?
Exactly. Another one as well, Lucy Spraggan. She's got a new entry to the chart this week called Lighthouse. Never heard of that song before, but she got kicked off it, didn't she?
Did she?
She got kicked off of, I'm not sure which one, I think it was X Factor. Because, I don't know why, with Ryland, she was doing drugs and all that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Uniting our community on 105 FM. Callan FM.